Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the podcast show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today's point. There's a bunch of different ones, but the big one that I've been thinking about a lot is I'm just really grumpy about this conversation about difficulty in games still. It just feels misguided in some ways. So I think let's break it down a little bit. So games have difficulty sliders. This has been a thing that has existed for a long time, right? Like you can pick easy mode, you can pick medium mode, you can pick grande mode, you can pick tall mode, and you can pick squeeze me baby one more time or whatever it is. And most games have incorporated this. You can kind of choose your own options on how you would like to experience video game. And then there are other games, like FromSoft games and just, you know, general other difficult games or story-based games that just simply don't have difficulties. And for the most part, those are supposed to be concise experiences. And then there's kind of this newer thing that I really appreciate, which is the like difficulty tweaking options that are almost akin to like graphical options in PC games, where you can kind of go in and you can change up your experience of like everything from like parry time windows to like make that easier or harder to, you know, enemy health percentages. And then you kind of, from there, you kind of tiptoe further into the accessibility options, right? Where like now we're kind of moving past the, you know, tweaking the numbers on how this works to just like, I would like to experience this game in a way that is possible for me as a person who is maybe not, you know, the person who has the abilities of the developer. And those tend to be more, I'm trying to think of a good example of an accessibility option for difficulty. I guess the one that comes to mind, which I don't think is necessarily a perfect example of this, but Control has several accessibility options that are, you know, one-shot kills, and I think there is like a no-death mode. And the thing that has kind of bothered me about a lot of this stuff is, well, it's twofold, right? The first is, which we'll get to second. The first thing that we will get to second is, I'm just really sick of people who care about difficulty in a toxic, terrible way on the internet. But more importantly, for our discussion, and the thing that actually bums me out the most is, I think the part of the difficulty conversation that we don't talk about a ton, because it seems like it is just ground that we have seeded and we're just never going to get back to it anyways, and if we do, it's going to cost us, you know, $1.99 microtransaction, is the cheat code, right? Like we used to live in a society and a world where one could type in up, down, left, right, and then circle six times and drop a tank onto the play field to just simply change things up. You had like the ability to do a lot of this stuff just in, like, it was part of what the developers were building. Like, they built in the codes to drop a tank in, or like no clip mode, or, you know, throw in a toggle god mode. Like you would have these little tools in there that would allow you to, you know, if you knew what you were doing, or I don't know, had like one of those funny Blockbuster cheat code omnibus books, like you would be able to tweak your experience to kind of fit what it is you were trying to do. I missed my chance. And so the thing that's like really frustrating is that like we have kind of given up on having cheat codes, and now we've just kind of seeded that ground. And I feel like that was the way that you could tweak this. Like, there was definitely a way that you would, like, throw in your Game Shark and you could play through some, like, really difficult game that was, you know, designed to eat quarters, and instead you could have a million lives and everything's great, everyone's having fun. And that's gone now, right? Like, unless you're a person who is, like, exploring Cheat Engine and also are, like, up to date on who is doing that work, because that work is not being done at, like, the development level, you know, your mileage may vary on that stuff. Or you are doing mods in a PC game, but also that is not, again, like, built in at the game level. Like, that is external work being done by someone else, and you kind of just have to live with what you get. The one that I think about a lot is, at least, I guess I don't know if this is still true, but at least at launch, and at the launch of the mods and, like, the creative whatever Bethesda's weird we rubber stamped these mods program is called, there's not a creative mode in Fallout 4. So you would basically have these cool sediment tools, and you just have to run around and pick up as much duct tape off of the world as you possibly could, and then hope that you could build a cool base. And as a person who's, like, big draw in that game was having a big cool base, I just wanted a creative mode. Like, I wanted to go to the different settlements and do stuff. And the only way around that was mods. Like, you had to, like, install the I think there was one of them that you would go to a truck in, like, near Red Rocket, near the first settlement, and you'd have to go to that truck, and it was filled with, like, a million bajillion things, and so long as you, like, imported that mod when you had the settlement tools upgraded enough to where they were all, like, trade networked together, you could access everything, but, like, you would be so over encumbered that you couldn't, like, fast travel or go anywhere with the stuff. So it was just, like, it was bad. Like, it was a bad way of doing it, but it was the way that you had to do it if you were going to, like, work around the software. I think the other ones that I think about, like, that one's, like, a little foundational to it. The one that I think about a lot is just the, like, my experience as, like, a 12-year-old playing Grand Theft Auto 3, and how, like, I never played the story of that game. I don't even know what it is, really. But the amount of time that I spent, you know, dropping rhino tanks onto a bridge and then turning that turret around, turning on, like, fly mode, and then trying to shoot myself across the different bridges that were out, like, that was that game to me. Like, I was playing Stunt Driver or whatever. I was not playing Grand Theft Auto. And that's just, like, those are silly ways of playing with difficulty, but it is also kind of indicative of, well, if I'm having trouble with one of the missions here, like, if there's a specific survival mission that I need to deal with in GTA 3, dropping a rhino tank is, like, a way to solve that problem, you know? Like, it is a smart solution to something that is, like, maybe giving you a hard time, and you have to find a different way to do it. And if you are just, like, not good at the very bad combat in that game, then, like, a tank sure as hell helps. And I feel like we've really kind of lost something by getting rid of cheat codes, by, like, having this little thing that was both, like, fun, like, just, like, a silly thing to do, and then also a way for us to kind of manage our own difficulties in a way that is using the tools of the game. It just feels like we've lost something, because what has, you know, filled that gap is kind of nothing. Like, the difference, the new thing that has filled that gap is, if you really want to unlock that gun, you have to go buy Mountain Dew so that you can get double XP, and then on the weekends you can no life Call of Duty to get, like, 7 levels of this thing to get this attachment. And, like, that's not a cheat code. Like, that's just, like, monetizing your time in a way that sucks. And also, now you have all this shitty Mountain Dew. What are you doing with your life? And I don't mean that as a disparaging thing on Mountain Dew. I mean that in, we used to be a society that had game fuel, and now look at where we've gone. But yeah, so I think that's, like, the cheat code thing is really annoying to me, because it always was really fun to do that stuff. And to see how those cheat codes have been turned into DLC, or they've been turned into, you know, redeemable codes from the back or from the inside of a Lay's bag or something is just like sucks. Like monetizing a hobby in that kind of way just really blows. And I think it's like, it's just mean. Like it doesn't make me feel good about your game if the way that I am supposed to experience it is by, you know, participating in consumerism and then, you know, getting my code from Domino's so that I can have fun with my friends instead of feeling like I'm losing all the time in Call of Duty and also I'm not progressing. That's no fun. And then I guess this brings us right to the second bit here of like the one reaction is we put it all in DLC, screw you, go buy some Doritos. And the other reaction, which I think is, you know, is hiding behind a valence of that's how the game was designed, is the like Dark Souls and again as it comes up forever now, the Hollow Knight and Silksong stuff of no, like we have decided what the difficulty of this game is. You will enjoy the game as it is intended, or maybe this game is just not for you. And I have many different opinions loosely held on this. I think that there should be difficulty options. Like you should be able to tweak your difficulty, whether that's like easy mode or if that is story mode, which I always appreciate, or if you're a real sicko, just to have your extra hard mode, I guess. Like if you want to have the experience that the developers intended, but also harder, I feel like you should be able to do that. Like you do it anyways. You do naked runs of these things. You do like no charm runs of Silksong. Like just make that part of the game, I guess. Like have more options. And the one that I kind of think about with this right now is Expedition 33, right? Because Expedition 33 is a turn-based RPG game. It has like parry and dodge mechanics, and a lot of those are timing based, and they are hard to hit. And I say that as a person who is playing on easy mode. Like, I will get the timing wrong, and I know that the timing window is, like, 40% bigger for a person on easy story mode or whatever, and I still can't hit them sometimes. So imagining what that feels like on like, a person who has just a full normal save is crazy to me. And then the second part of that is I still get my ass handed to me in that game sometimes. Like, there are hard limits on, like, easy mode is not steamrolling through that stuff. The only difference is that I'm, you know, I am finding a way that is more enjoyable for me playing that game. If I was playing it on, like, medium hardness or whatever, and the parry windows were smaller, and the enemies did more damage, and I had less health, then, like, I never would have finished that game. Like, I am bouncing so hard, because it's not like a friendly experience for me to like do that. And I guess that's kind of what I mean, is that if you want people to like your type of game, there has to be an on-ramp. And you may like it for a specific reason. Like the difficulty is a reason that comes up all the time. The obtuseness, the like lack of tutorials, the like, oh, well, if you just simply go into the menu, then one could find the tutorial cards, like in Elden Ring. Like there are certain things that we expect from games, and there are certain things that we expect from how these games are supposed to work. And, you know, a game that wants you to play it is something that I usually expect. And a lot of these just feel very, very mean in a way that is like not player friendly. And the thing that I just really want to hammer on here is like a lot of these games have ways for you to tweak the difficulty with the charm system. But I don't think like when the game is already difficult, finding ways to make it more or less difficult is actually worse, because you don't have the context for being able to make that change. And in a lot of cases, you don't even know how you can change it. Like, there's no upfront way to say, you know, this thing is going to do less damage. You have to read the item description and then probably go to a wiki and then understand someone who has cracked that game open to tell you percentages. Like, it's just not great. And then the last thing, as we near the location I'm headed, the last thing here is, I think that there's just a lot of people who are purists about the difficulty in these games. It's like, oh, well, it is tuned and intended to be this experience, and like, they made the entire game to work this way, so we can't possibly have difficulty options in there. It would ruin everything. You don't want that. It would be bad. And to that I say, then why do they put out patches that change the difficulty? Like, it's one thing if the game is just, you shoot it out into space and no one ever touches it again. Version 1.0 is the only version, and there you go. But that's not true. And now you have all this weird stuff about, like, people trying to do, like, pre-patch Radahn or pre-patch Elden Beast, or, like, do you try to get a copy of Silk Song and then not update it so you can get the old Hunter's March? And it just, like, turns into this really weird thing of, like, well, you they either updated it because it was not as intended, or they are recognizing that they need to update it because the game is too difficult and is not player friendly, and therefore it behooves them to make a game that is slightly easier, that has adjustable difficulty, in order for more players to have fun and enjoy it. And you can't really have both. Like, you just kind of have to, you have to, like, accept that there are difficulty options in the game, and those difficulty options are either on the developer side or they're on the user side. And, like, this notion that difficulty options on the developer side are, like, better or, like, more true to the game's intent because the, you know, it's being changed by the developer, I think it's just garbage. Like, if those options exist, they should exist for the user. Like, you should be able to go in there, if it is so dependent on the user's experience that you are willing to push an update to 5 million people or however many bought Silk Song to, like, make this part less difficult, then, like, you are acknowledging that it is too difficult or not as difficult as you intended in the ways that you wanted it to be, and therefore it needed to be updated. And then, like, you just have difficulty options on the developer side. Like, it doesn't make any sense. So I don't know. The difficulty stuff really bums me out, because at the end of the day, it kind of comes back to what I've always been saying on this show and has come up the past couple episodes, is that, like, the people who are playing these games are getting smaller and smaller. Right, there's not like this huge resurgence of Gen Z or, like, Gen Alpha kids who are getting out their Nintendo Switches that their parents have and then playing Silk Song. Like, that's happening a little bit, but the shift towards, like, forever games is happening, has happened, and will continue to happen. So what we need in gaming is, like, a really good way to find new games that will bring new people in, and we need to have games that are accessible and available and, like, welcoming to new players, because otherwise you continue to make all of these games that push players away or are not, like, new innovative experiences that cater to new tastes, and you have a shrinking pie of people who are trying to, you know, spend money in this area, this hobby, and that just gets smaller and smaller. Like, you need to be welcoming to players, you need to be welcoming to new people, and one of the easiest ways to do that is, hey, check out this game, you can play it on easy mode and experience all the stuff that people like, and then maybe next time when you replay it or when you pick up the sequel, you'll put it on medium and not on easy mode. And I feel like that is a perfectly sufficient way of playing this game. Just do the thing that all these other games do, where it puts medium as the intended difficulty or nightmare is the intended difficulty, and then we can stop having this conversation, go get your achievement points that don't mean anything anyways, and just leave me the hell alone while I have fun with my video games. That's it. That's difficulty. All right. Thank you for hanging out. I'm going to head in and get to work. But this has been fun. If you like this episode, if you have thoughts on difficulty, I'm sure you do, leave them in the comments below, because I'm not feeling like fighting about it, but I do know that this is like a contentious thing that people have a lot of opinions about. So go ahead, share them in the comments below. I'll do my best to respond or acknowledge to them. But if they suck, then they go away. That's how YouTube works. Thanks for hanging out, and check out the website. I'll have some new videos coming up. I have a new project coming out, two projects actually. So keep an eye out for those. I'll mention them more when they're actually out. But have a good rest of your day. We'll see you.